Welcome back to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. I'm Elby. Joining me today at this wonderful Rums for Baghdad podcast on this, the 10th of January in the year of our Lord, 2021. Jake.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good year so far, huh? Everybody excited? Merry.
It's okay.
I know you love 2020. It's the best year, 2021. The best year. Merry.
I mean, there are a couple good things that have happened. It's
just
snowing like crazy.
It's snowing.
Yeah.
It's snowing.
That's fun for here.
That's positive. Yeah. Baby was out in the snow. You got a chance to hang out.
I forgot that snow is actually wet, and when it falls on you, you have to change clothes afterwards.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think about that. I haven't gone skiing in a long time. And I was like, oh yeah, we Scotch guard everything. I forgot.
Scotch guard everything? What?
Yeah. Maybe this is just a dumb, like, Texans going skiing, but like, oh, you gotta spray Scotch guard on your jeans or whatever. Is that crazy? Well,
first off, you don't go skiing in jeans.
Well, no, you don't. Yeah, but like,
this is the first I've ever heard of anybody doing that, and I've
never heard of that.
Okay.
Bunch of
y'all
Texans.
Must just do things different down there.
Y'all do things a little different down there.
Well, yeah, like my grandparents lived in New Mexico, and we would go skiing in Santa Fe, and we would have ski outfits, and we would spray Scotch Guard on that too. It's probably excessive, but whatever.
Never heard of that. Know what to tell you. That's insane.
Here you just go buy skiing pants and winter jacket, like a snow jacket.
They were ski outfits too, but for some reason my parents were like, okay, we gotta spray these down like the day before we go.
Let's put a little chemical on this. Gotta make sure it's all slick.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't think I've heard of ever using Scotch Guard. I think we did it with there's like, what do you call it? Like one of those tarps, and we were going to go sledding on it, which was like, it's a big tarp, but then you spray it with like
Armor All.
Wax, Armor All or something like that, or Scotch Guard or something. And that's the only time I've ever, I think, used something
Armor
like
All
that.
Is the shit. You get a metal, dude, I don't even know if they do even sell those anymore. The metal things, discs or whatever they were called. You just sit in and just.
Oh, like the tin can trash lids or
whatever? Yeah, but they, of course, they don't have a handle on them. It's just like...
I've seen those, but they're plastic now.
Okay. They're plastic now? Lame.
You probably can get a metal one. You could probably get a metal one.
Man.
You
want a metal. Put a nice, healthy coat of Armor All on the bottom of those things.
Yeah.
You just take off.
Unsafe speeds. Let me just say... You could get it up there.
We're not talking like Christmas Vacation, like that scene where he goes like three miles. Yeah.
It's true. But still.
The part where he goes across the street's pretty fucking sweet though, with the sparks and stuff.
Yeah. Very good. Very fun. I gotta go sledding again. Let's go sledding again, everybody. Come on outside. We'll go sledding.
We don't have any hills. Like we have snow, but there are no hills.
There's no parking at Mount Bachelor. I mean, there is parking, but it's some reservation system that's completely not awesome. And I don't feel like driving an hour and a half to the next mountain.
That's true. Man, there's a lot of Mount Bachelor.
I live near several inactive volcanoes.
Video games. All right.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. There you go. If you can't go snowing because there's no hills. Can't go snowing because there's no hills. No, and reservation parking. We can.
I wouldn't go even if I could find parking because it's expensive.
It's true. I'd rather spend that money on video games.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Video games or candy, you know. Candy. Everyone wants candy.
No, I can't.
Hamburgers, maybe, or something. I don't know. Nice steak. A little Wagyu.
Wagyu?
A little Wagyu. A little Wagyu! I don't know. It's called Wagyu.
The gooey Wagyu. Wagyu.
I don't think it's pronounced that either.
Wagyu? Wagyu. Wait, let me see how I'd actually say it outside of
Google to say it for you. Yeah.
Hold on. Wagyu beef? I think it's how you say Wagyu. Google, tell me how to say Google text to speech.
Isn't it Wagyu?
Wagyu.
Wagyu, okay.
Like gyudon, it's like beef.
It's beef beef.
Wagyu beef. Beef. Wagyu beef. Wagyu. 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 Wagyu.
No, it's not where.
Wagyu.
It's wa.
Wagyu. Wagyu. Okay, let's listen to somebody other than English U.S. Sharon say it.
Okay,
let's try
yes.
English U.S. Ryan.
Oh, that'll be much
Wagyu
better.
Wagyu beef. What's the same? He says Wagyu beef. I trust Ryan. Ryan's riding with me. I don't know. Not really a Japanese pronunciation, is there? It's not like a... Heck, all the VTubers use when they're typing in English words. That's what.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What we need. That's what we need.
Goo-goo-doo.
Goo-goo-goo. Okay, here we go. Video games. I will make the transition. Nobody's going to interrupt this transition this time with unimportant beef-related pronunciation facts. And that we... I don't think anyone has anything to talk about video game-wise. No? No? Yeah? You know?
I bought a video game, but I barely played any of it. So, there
you go.
What'd
you get?
13 Sentinels. It was half off on sale. Shit. And everybody keeps talking about how, like, oh, it's a Game of the Year contender, blah, blah, blah. And I like vanillaware. And it looks very fancy. And I like that it's set in the 80s for the part-time playing. So
it's half off.
Yeah, $30 instead of $60. But I mean, like, all vanillaware games eventually get to be $20, so...
Right. I'm just thinking about doing, what is it? Not Redbox. What the hell is that thing called?
Gamefly?
Gamefly. We should get a promotional deal with Gamefly. Let's get that going. Let me get on that. Talk to them. Say some words to those boys over there. Ask them, what's up? Hey, can you send us some rental games for free?
Just call them up and be like, how do you guys still exist?
Hey, you still exist? What's up? Neat. Okay. 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim.
Yeah.
That has mecha in it.
Yeah, it does.
I became very red there when I clicked on 13 Sentinels for a second. So, wow.
This is strategy RPG, basically. People calling it a tower defense. Come on. No.
It's true. Tower defense.
I bought a game as well that I've not played yet.
Okay.
It's called Red Matter. It's a VR puzzle game set in like the Cold War.
Red Matter.
Looks pretty cool, and it was on sale. I got an email. It's like, hey, this game is now $15 instead of $25. I was like, okay.
I'm watching a trailer for this. Okay, sure, yeah, that's neat. Sure. Yeah, well, while we're speaking of games we've bought, haven't yet to play.
How's Kingdom Hearts treating
you? Wow. I beat Kingdom Hearts.
Got him.
Sir. I beat Kingdom Hearts 3. I did it. I didn't beat the collection, but that's a nightmare, and I didn't want to do that. So, I bought Half-Life Alyx.
Nice.
Yeah, at some point.
Oh.
Very excited to try that. I also was able to get like virtual desktop working really well on my Quest 2. So...
Oh, did you got a new router, right?
Yeah, new router. Yeah. 1750.
My access point will be here tomorrow.
Excellent. We're all very excited about it. I know everybody's all excited about it, so I'm very excited to play some Half-Life Alyx. After I beat fucking Resident Evil again.
Yeah.
So I can uninstall that game because there's a lot. I need space. There's a lot of games. I need space. One thing at a time.
I thought it was pretty funny because AGDQ just wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the donation incentives was a gaming PC. And they kept, it's like, it's got a 3070. It's got 32 gigs of RAM. And it's got a 200 gigabyte hard drive. This thing's ready for games. It's like it's ready for one game.
Yeah.
At a time. Like,
yeah. Ready for games. Ish. Sort of. Hmm. What are you guys watching at AGDQ?
Oh, no, I'm not bothering. No.
I watched a bit of it. Just kind of had it running in the background.
Yeah, I've watched a couple. I don't know what I couldn't even put all of them. I just like watch a couple minutes and then I don't know. It just came out of nowhere this year for me. Usually I'm like, okay, it's coming out.
Yeah, you get excited for it. You know?
I get into it, but this one was like snuck up on me. So
it's probably because we've already seen like the first online one that they did in June. So we weren't like, we were all kind of ready for it, I guess.
Right.
Because before that, it was like, oh, how are they going to do this? Let's see how this goes. But now it's like, oh, it goes well.
I have a special announcement.
Okay.
Daily Cow today is the Japanese Pollard. It's a Wagyu beef variety native to Japan.
Daily Cow returns.
Hooray. It's one of the 6 native Japanese cattle breeds. And one of the 4 Japanese breeds known as Wagyu. Wagyu. The other being the Japanese Black, the Japanese Brown, and the Japanese Shorthorn. This has been your Daily Cow for today. Thank you. Very big. Big day. Excellent day for a Daily Cow. Might as well bring it back because nobody has any games they played.
I've just been playing more Rocket League. I mean, shit.
I've just been playing Resident Evil.
I have been playing some more Yakuza 7, but I haven't beaten it, so there you go.
Favorite character in Yakuza 7?
Ichiban, probably.
Ichiban!
He's still the best character. Like, I don't know, maybe Mr. Masochist's mom?
Have you gotten to the big reveal? I don't know if
there, I haven't, so don't talk about
it. I don't know if there is one. I don't know.
Oh, you're just bullshitting? Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to see if there was going to be like, oh, yeah, or no. Okay. You know,
as
I think
far
I know.
As I know, no, I don't.
I think I know what one is. I think I was spoiled on some of that from watching a trailer. So I will leave that.
I like the imagination. I like the cop, the old cop, or the retired, the former cop.
Adachi.
Yeah. He's all right.
So yeah, I've been playing Resident Evil 7. Killed the mom finally. A little bit of murder there. It took a while. She had a lot of bugs.
Yeah, that was gross.
A lot of bugs. Had to burn her. Took a while.
I mean, yeah, at that point it's just
It's time to go.
Just burn it. Just throw it
burn.
Out.
Burn. Just let him go, man. Just let the whole flamethrower go. You know, put a couple shotgun rounds downfield and then just burn.
Some double up buck, yeah. Some 3-inch, some 3-inch mag, yeah.
You got to put them down.
You're gonna have a bruised up shoulder when you're done, but
I mean that's
it'll work.
Do.
It'll do the job.
The bayou's a rough place, man. You got to put them down. That game's great. I really like that game. I'm very excited for the Village. I really, really like that game. It is my what year was that released? 2 years ago?
2017, 18.
It's probably my game of year of that year. Whatever year it was released, it's very close. It's very, very fun.
The year PSVR came out. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That long ago?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, as long as it wasn't the year Life is Strange came out, it's my game of the year. Because I think it's the only game might be the only game I like more. Let's look. What year? Let me make sure.
This is the Googling podcast.
Not the Google. Yeah.
We're sponsored by Google. You can Google. You can buy stock in Google by going to google.com/bronzebag.
I made $2 buying a lot of Dogecoin the other day.
Nice.
Let me tell you about that.
You bought some Dogecoin?
Yeah, it was nice. Going up. I was in there. I got.
There was a little while there that.
Yeah.
There were some places like in my hobby circles of things that I like, there were a couple places that were like, hey, we're taking Dogecoin for stuff. Mm-hmm.
It was good.
But that was in like 2014 and 2015, something like that, long ass time ago.
I feel like there was every crypto. There was like 100 cryptocurrencies.
There was. There was a ton at one point.
Yep. And now it's just Bitcoin, I feel like.
And Ethereum.
I haven't even heard of Ethereum.
Ethereum is the other big one, I believe.
Huh.
Because yeah, you'll see things labeled as ETH. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a much better name for a cryptocurrency than Bitcoin.
Yeah, it sounds way cooler Ethereum. And futuristic.
Sounds like something you probe for Mass Effect.
Oh. Okay, let's see. 2017 games. Here we go. Is there any game here that is better? Okay, well, the Zelda came. All right, well.
Oops.
Shit. Super Mario. Shit. All right, well. Nier Automata. Oh, no. It's running into the buzzsaw, huh? It really ran into that buzzsaw.
Now well, I kind of. Now I know, like, why you haven't played it yet.
Ran into that buzzsaw. All right, great. By the way, speaking of that, PUBG. Came out in 2017. That's another game I played. Got back into PUBG for a while. It will crash on you every time you start a game, but then as long as you I crash out of it into the main menu again, you can just keep playing after that.
As long as you crash out of it?
Yeah, as long as you crash out and you make sure like it just gets back to the main menu, then you're fine. But for the first game, you're always going to crash out. You just got to crash out to the main menu and not to desktop. Very important.
It's like warming up the car first or whatever.
Gotta warm it up a little bit. Gotta put the seats on, you know, and get a little comfortable. Put the defrosters.
I don't care for heated seats in a car.
It's unnecessary.
Okay.
Also, I'm a bigger dude, so I run a little warmer, and the heated seats just make me sweat. Even on the lowest lowest setting. I'm just like, turn this shit off.
I'd rather cooled seats. Never had a cool
yeah, seat. If you can yes. air condition some seats, I'm on board.
Yeah. That's nice. Warm day,
apparently,
you're out lifting something.
I was looking up new cars, and they just have, like, ventilated seats. They don't have, like, actual cooling.
It's just, like, open cell foam or something. That
yeah, and it has, air blowing through it, but
okay.
not.
If it works.
Yeah, yeah, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get some, I don't know how to pronounce it. Peltier?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Where it generates, I believe it's cold on one side, but it gets super hot on the other side.
Right.
People use them in like insane overclocking stuff where people are hitting like 6 gigahertz and shit.
There you go.
I have a USB one for like cans of soda.
Yeah.
So.
But shit, hook that up to the 12 volt. Giant heat sink with a fan.
There you go. That'll do it. Speaking of soda. Man, I gotta stop with the speaking of soda.
Yeah.
Speaking, I'm just gonna keep doing it. This is a speaking of podcast.
Well, we're talking about cars. And I drove some Rocket cars.
Okay.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I went and did my placement matches in Rocket League.
Ooh. Okay, where'd you place?
Plat 1.
Oh, wow. I don't know the levels,
it's
but that sounds impressive.
Bronze, silver, gold, plat, and then there's diamond, grand champion, and supersonic legend.
Supersonic legend? That's a great name for a top rank. I like that a lot.
Sounds kind of like Dragon Ball Super Saiyan levels or whatever.
Or supersonic.
And then I immediately played more afterwards, and I've since deranked to gold 2. So
okay. I gotta do those at some point. I should sit down and do some ranked. I think I only have like 3 more games to do. I just quit at some point because I was just like,
I'll play some ranked.
Tired of it. Let's do it.
Let's do it after the show. Let's play some ranked. Let's
knock a couple out.
Okay.
Let's do it. Soda. So wrap back around. I have a whole case of that melon Mountain Dew that everyone was buying.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's
I haven't right. seen that yet.
All it right.
tastes okay?
Tastes
Is
okay.
It melony? Does it
it's
taste...
a little melony. Sure. A little watermelony flavor kind of thing
Does
going on.
Does it taste more like Mountain Dew or more like melon soda?
Mountain Dew. More like Mountain Dew.
More of a citrus bite to it.
Sure. There's a little bit there on the back end. Sure. Yeah. It's a melon too, but it's a nice blend of the melon and the Mountain Dew. It's that it also comes in zero. So if you're, you know, on a diet or you don't like full sugar soda, you can get a you can get one with artificial sweeteners in it.
So how much are they paying you?
Welcome.
He's getting so paid by money. The soda.
TNN has not received any
zero corporate funding.
Zero corporate funding. I can promise you that at this time. We have received no funding on a corporate.
That's level. Too bad. You could make some actual custom VTuber models.
I gotta get that. Yeah. We have been actually working on getting that.
Okay.
It's been actually happening behind the scenes in some conversations we've had about how we do that.
I'm not shaking my head because he's lying. I'm shaking his head because he's telling the truth and I'm disapproving of the whole thing.
Such a good idea. Can't wait to bring my VTuber here together. Finally, TNN sponsors. I'm Zer Baghdad.
Then you won't have to spend 20 minutes messing with your camera.
There you go.
Settings.
There you go.
Nah, not a lie. Anyway.
It's not a lie. I probably will anyway. Gotta make sure the brand looks good. TNN gotta be out here representing. It's very important. The brand. What else did I play? I played Star Wars Squadrons.
On your headset?
On my headset. Star Wars Squadrons. That'll get you sick. That'll get real sick. I was surprised how first time you look up trying to track something and it's like you're looking out. I was like, wow, okay. I'm about to fucking pass out. All right, great. That was...
I need to play more Eve. Not Eve. Yep.
Elite Dangerous.
There we go. Yeah. I said Eve.
It starts with an E and it's spaceships. Because
I played it a while ago in VR, but I didn't have like a HOTAS. Mm-hmm. And it just felt weird playing it with a controller. Because like in the game, you're sitting in a chair with a HOTAS. And just seeing you use a controller was felt kind of weird. But I didn't get super sick. I felt a little weird afterwards. But
yeah. I don't know. I just felt, it was one part. So I'd been messing around with it. It definitely doesn't feel good. And when you're streaming that, you need that latency. Cause I feel like it really gets a little choppy when you're really spinning and you're really flying and moving and there's a lot of fire, especially when like they kind of open on a big capital ship battle in the story mode campaign, whatever you want to call it. And that was rough in virtual desktop stuff, even with the new router. But then I plugged it in. That seemed to work well, but it's just the speed everything is going. It's just like trying to track stuff. It does a good job of making you feel like you're in a really fast spaceship, but at the same time, like I wasn't ready.
Are you sure you're not running into graphical limitations with your GPU?
I don't think so. It didn't seem like there was any stutter or anything like that, or anything that would make me any kind of texture problems or anything like that. It just more seemed like, I've only had VR 2 weeks now, so I think I might not have my VR legs quite yet. Plus I haven't done smooth locomotion or anything like that, so I haven't really gotten used to moving in VR and speed and stuff like that. So I just kind of keep giving it a try, but I don't know, it made me sick that first time.
Smooth locomotion will probably not make you feel super great, but you'll eventually get over it if you just play for like 20 minutes and then go take a break for like an hour or two. Nice. Just try to chop away at it for like 20 minutes at a time. You'll get over it.
Skyward Squadron's a good game though. It's very fun. You really move around a lot. You're shooting. You get to hear the screaming TIE fighters. I mean, that's all I wanted, just to hear the TIE fighters for particular reasons that, you know, wanted to shoot those TIE fighters down. I wanted to bring them down. After a particular day last week, I felt like killing some Nazis. Even if they were space Nazis.
Space Nazis.
You know, felt like going out there. I should have bought an Indiana Jones game. That would have been perfect, too. You know, there you go. Get out there.
You could have loaded up Wolfenstein.
They go. Could have done that. Shot actual Nazis. Love to. Favorite activity. Number one, killing Nazis. Number two, space Nazis. Number three, chugging Mountain Dew melon.
Maybe that's why you weren't feeling so hot.
Out of a yurt. yeah. Also, don't drink Mountain Dew. Like, don't drink like 5 cans of Mountain Dew. Play Star Wars Squadrons in VR. That's not gonna go well for you.
No.
It's just a personal opinion, but that's not gonna go well. that's how you end up with Mountain Dew, melon, no, ceiling, walls, floor. That's how you end up with everything. It's great. I don't really have any other games. I don't know what else I played. I played some Rec Room with Flash, friend of the show, last night. We did the Golden Trophy quest, which we died on multiple times. That's harder than you
think. Yeah, they're hard. They're actually not easy.
Yep, you really need like teamwork, cooperation. I was a ranger putting some rounds downfield, and he up there it still was like they're throwing a lot of enemies at you very quickly. Like after the first room, it's like, oh man. Look at all these small goblin people running at you with swords.
Having a third person helps a lot.
I bet. We gotta get that.
I think I told this story before, but like when I first played Rec Room, they had just added the Jumbotron quest where you're shooting laser guns and stuff. And I had just gotten the game and I loaded in and I was like, oh, what's this? And I loaded into it. And this like 10-year-old kid taught me how to play Jumbotron. And he was like super polite. And it was like the sweetest thing. it was adorable.
That's good. I don't want to go.
He's like, oh, this part's hard. There's going to come guys coming out of here and there's going to come over here. So you watch that corner. I was like, hell yeah, let's do this.
Aww. Here we go. Get in there. Yeah, that's cool. I don't interact with people. I don't want to.
Yeah, I got
private rooms. Nope. Mm-mm. I did it one time. Walked in. Someone started talking to me, and I was just like, I got to get out. I'm having a social anxiety. I got to get out of here.
I will say that I'm very mixed on the idea of them adding all these other platforms, having played it when it was only VR, when it was VR only. Because, like, the caliber of people you meet, I guess, was actually like pretty high. Like you met just because people who they weren't just fucking random people who were like, hey, this game's free on an iPhone.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, this person has some money and is probably gonna be older.
Wow. No, but I mean it like they went to the trouble to set
of
up
setting it all up and shit. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, VR social stuff is a little weird.
Very strange. Very strange when someone talks to you in VR. It's just real enough.
Maybe you need to expose yourself more to it. Just to get in the VR legs. Just load up VR chat and go to the most heinous like anime rooms possible.
Nope. The heinous anime rooms. The dark, filthy rooms of anime. Where people talk about Boku no Pieku and horrible things like that.
That's an old one.
It's the only one I know, Mary. All the other anime I've watched are good. It's the only one I know that is terrible. It's the only one I know, Mary. That and that one I gave you to watch that one time. Bananya.
Oh, God. No, Bananya is cute. It's Aho Girl that you're thinking
Aho
of.
Aho Girl. Thank you. Yes, thank
yeah.
You.
Good. Than Boku no Pico for sure.
Hot anime review. That new Spider-Chan anime. It's all right.
I have not seen that yet. It's good. I've heard about it.
See. You like Isekai? Isekai? Isekai?
No, I don't, but
whatever. You love Isekai. You're fine. Get in there. You're gonna have a great time with that. Spiders? You love spiders.
I do actually. They're
oh god.
Cool.
Oh god. No. I do not. Mm-mm. Yeah, so I think that's everything I played. Let me see.
You guys want an update on the snow?
Yeah, what's the snow looking like?
It's snowing in
Texas. It's still fucking snowing. That's insane.
Okay, let's look at this weather system over Texas. Google Podcast. Here we go.
Man, it's so pretty outside.
It's like 50 degrees and sunny here. Shit is backwards.
I wish it was 50 degrees sunny outside. It's like 20 degrees outside right now. I don't like that. Wow. Yeah, you are getting some snow, huh? Snow falling in central Texas as winter storm arrives. Yeah. KXAN.
Yeah, that's our local, that and K-View.
My goodness, they've closed the roads. Several traffic outages.
Oh, wow. Okay. I did hear sirens earlier, and I was like, here we go. Here it goes. It's starting up.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a lot of snow for somewhere that isn't ready for snow. Yeah, like, it does not have the infrastructure for snow. Yeah.
I did hear on the local news this morning, they were like, we're not sure if we're going to shut down schools tomorrow or not. And I was like, well, in the first place, they probably should be shut down anyway, just because of things going on. But yeah, also you might not be able to drive tomorrow, especially since it's going to get colder overnight. And there was a lot of rain before all of the snow. So that's like a recipe for ice, I assume. Yep. So.
And nobody's got snow tires.
No.
True.
Around here, it takes like a foot plus to close the schools. Because.
But it was actually here. Just like snow is sticking to the road and everything. Like, wow.
It is a lot of snow.
It's crazy.
All right. Well. I don't have any other games to really talk about. I've been playing World of Warcraft, but we don't have to talk about that. That's a dark
I'm
world.
Always playing Idolmaster on my phone, both versions.
I think World of Warcraft is my Idolmaster. I think it's my dark secret that I keep playing every once in a while.
Sure.
Or MMORPGs are my dark secret, maybe. I'll broaden that out, since every once in a while I end up playing SOTOR or Final Fantasy 14 or Warframe.
Oh, Warframe doesn't count. It's better than that.
It's fair.
Rocket League ranked is so much better than casual. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
I bet it is. People take it more seriously. They don't.
People are like, are actually rotating and like.
Rotate.
Yeah. People are rotating. People are taking shots. People are open for passes and stuff. It's.
It sounds neat.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, though, because I've gone back to casual and it feels like I'm playing ranked games now. Like the game was it figured my Elo out better or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
Like casual games were kind of shitty before that. And then I played ranked. I'm like, hey, this game's actually pretty fucking cool when everybody's playing it, like wanting to play it. And then I went back to casual. I was like, this was it this bad before? And I was playing like shit or.
No, it makes sense that they would do that after you bother to do placement matches. They're like, oh, this person actually cares. And maybe
it uses my ranked MMR or something.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, would I, to be honest. Kind of makes sense. I don't know.
I got yelled at in text chat last night.
Oh, wow.
In text chat, not voice chat, because Rocket League's voice chat is awful. Everybody just turns it off. But, and it was like the end of a game. Like, it wasn't even like in the middle of it, and we lost, and I got the lowest points, and they're like, one of them was like, I dislike you, pizza guy. I was like, okay. That's my response. Okay, and then someone was like, why'd you go for that side hit? I had a clear shot. And I was like, we would have lost anyways, even if you did make it, because we were down by like 3 points.
It's true.
Huh. I should not have gone for that shot, though, the one he was talking about. I did not know he was open for it because he did not use the quick chat to say that he was.
Oh. So it was a failure on his part communicating.
I'm very surprised at how much the quick chat is used in that game.
I bet, yeah.
Because people who don't play Rocket League, the D-pad is just assigned to phrases. Just quick chat phrases, like, up is acknowledgments, or you're saying, or like communications.
Nice
right,
shot.
Right is reactions. Down is apologies. Then left is reactions, I think. Yeah.
Nice shot.
But you push that, and then you push up, down, left, or right for one of four phrases for that category. And you memorize them pretty quick. I likened it to Tribes, like the VGS system in Tribes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or even an Apex would have that.
Yeah.
Where they can just go like, here's this enemy. There's an enemy over here or something like that.
Planet Sides got it as well. Planet Sides is pretty good.
Yeah, that works pretty well, especially in those kind of games where you can... Especially, I like Rocket League's one because it's like, you just memorize the button. You just know. You're like, nice shot is left, up.
I replaced that with nice one because you can use it for anything. So if someone does something cool and there's no quick chat response for it.
There you go. Also, you can also BM, you know? Yeah, can also there's a nice one as he like
as my teammate bumps me across the mat.
Nice
yeah.
one, buddy. Look at you.
That's secretly my favorite thing, bumping.
Just of course.
Like, there is a guy on the other team during one of my ranked matches who kept trying to demo me when I would rotate to the net, and I would hear him coming. I would just hop, and he'd just go bam, just underneath me every time.
My God. Also, I like, yeah, you know, it can also be a very good bully. You can be, you can get in there, you can knock some people around, and let you guys take a shot. Oh, I like that a lot.
I mean, there's a tactical bump too. I mean, if like somebody's setting up for a shot that they're clear for it, bump the shit out of them, man.
Hit him out of the way. I mean, that's very good.
Or demo him, and then it takes him out of the equation for 10 seconds, and they have to drive back across the field. It's like 5 seconds. Something like that. It's pretty short.
It's pretty short. But it does upset people quite a bit. If you're good at demoing, man.
Yeah, it's annoying as shit, but I don't complain about it because it's part of the game. And if I wanted to do that, I could.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll bump the shit out of some people, though.
Speaking of pretty short and upset, I think I have to go because the baby's freaking the fuck out. So.
Okay, tell that baby thank you for being here. And,
yes, thank you. Sorry, thank you, everybody. I had to head out early.
We'll wrap up here.
Oh, okay. All right.
We'll wrap up here. There's not any news I want to talk about.
I want to give people
a little podcast, a little holiday podcast where we all sit and relax. Video games are good. VR is all right. Mountain Dew Melon Blast is okay.
I might have to try and find that.
We'll try.
You guys should watch some Rocket League. Watch RLCS.
I gotta go watch SpongeBob play football, so I'll be back.
No, you don't.
Patrick Starr is gonna catch a TD pass. That's what I hear. Somebody's gonna get slimed. Very excited about it.
Gross.
Okay. That's been episode 2-something.
218. On this. If you want to count it as a numbered episode.
110. 2021. 110. 2021. The 10th of January, 2021. It's been Rums from Baghdad. I'm Albie. That's Jake. That's Mary. Thank you for watching. You can send us emails. RumsBag@gmail.com. Or RumsForBaghdad.com is our website.
Blah, blah, blah.
We have a Twitch, a YouTube. Find it all. Just go out there and find it.
You can just find it. Just use the internet.
Yeah, use Google.
Find it.
Just fucking Google it.
Just Google it.